We do a letter of the Rebbe in the volume 5, in letter number 1294. This is dated Baruch Hashem Yutas Kislev, Toshin Yud Beis, Havachsid V'chosid, Rebbe, with the titles Moreni Yaakov Sheyichya HaKohen. This is Yaakov Katz. He was a personality, he used to come to the Rebbe a lot, he used to eat at the Rebbe's table. But anyways, the Rebbe writes to him Shalom Avrocha from Chicago. Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe writes to him, I received your letter from the 17th of Kislev, together with the Pidyon Nefesh 4. Shalom Bayis, they were asking. So when I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, with the titles, so I will mention for the above mentioned. So the Rebbe says, you're not writing any details about her, so I'm hoping that she has conducts a Jewish home. I just wanted to point out, Meirer, that you should, as quickly as possible, to check the mezuzahs in her home, and that every time before lighting the Shabbos and Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov candles, she should give tzedakah to the charity of Rav Meir Bal Hanes, and I hope that with the time, especially when they'll make up their minds, that sometimes you have to compromise, you have to give in, that through that little bit giving in, you can gain a whole lot. So you give in a little and you get a lot. So then she will be able to very soon notify the good news that the Shalom Bayis has become better. I am happy to read in your letter that you see to it that the study of Mishnayos should continue in the Anshi Sholem Shul, synagogue named Anshi Sholem. But as you write in your letter, that your family members are not too happy with this because you end up having the meal late. So in my opinion, that in this, that you should find somebody should take it upon themselves to teach the people. And there's another reason for that, that in the shul you should not train the people, they should not get them used to that they need to pay for a person who gives a public lecture to pay for it. You have to train the people. If in the past you've paid for that, especially in America, that when you pay for something, then it has more importance. For sure, you received the booklet for Yutas Kislev and my general letter that goes together with it. And I hope that you made a Fabrengen. As my father-in-law writes, the Rebbe, Merucham Admur, a Chassidish Fabrengen. May Hashem help all of us, Yutas Kislev, which is the Rosh Hashanah Chassidus, so we should be fulfilled the blessing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with Yom Tov, Lashon HaTovim, Limud HaChassidus, Darkei HaChassidus, Tikaseimu, Sichaseimu, with the Rebbe's writing with a blessing.